Lakuta Sichas Chelek Tazayin Purim Sicha Beis. From Pasuk in the Megillah, on the Pasuk in the Megillah, Kima Vekiblu HaYehudim, that the Jewish people, after the miracle of Purim, they fulfilled and accepted that which they had begun to do. Zogin Chazal, our sages in the Gemara tell us that what that means is Kibmu Mashikiblu Kvar, they fulfilled fully, they accepted fully that which they had already accepted earlier by Matan Torah. As the Meidor Rabbalei Raisa Mitzadem Oskof Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Aleim Harki Gigis, that which the Gemara says, that because Hashem forced the Jews to accept the Torah by suspending Har Sinai over them, and he said that if you don't accept it, I'll bury you right here, so therefore he forced it upon them. So there is a great mitigating circumstance against the Torah that the Jews were forced into it. So how could you hold them responsible if they fail and they violate the Torah? So now by Purim, because they accepted it fully, now there is no longer this mitigating factor, because now they accepted it fully. Is batel gevorim b'yemei Purim, so this mitigating factor was removed by Purim, during the days of Purim, because later in the days of Achashverosh, they fully accepted it out of their free will. As is moving, so it's understood that those was the Eden Hom Demult Mekabel Given Torah Midaitom is an Inyanikri. That this idea that the Jews accepted the Torah fully out of their own free will is something monumental. It's a monumental decision that they made. It's a change in the Jewish attitude towards the Torah that took place at the time of Purim. Is Nishmuva and Lechayru, so therefore we have to understand, Favos Hot Menishma Sakin Given to Tombi May Purim and Inyan Lezecha from them. Why wasn't something established in the celebration of Purim to commemorate this seismic change which took place at the time of Purim? And nothing, it's not mentioned. It is mentioned, but it's not celebrated. Nothing was instituted to celebrate this change. Hodakablu B'mei Achashverosh, this change that they fully accepted it in the time of Achashverosh. And although it's true that the reason that they accepted it with such love is because Hashem did such a great miracle, so therefore they accepted it. In other words, even that was, so in a certain sense, forced upon them. It's something that came from outside because of their thankfulness for the nes that Hashem did. But still difficult that something so important, so fundamental, shouldn't be commemorated somehow. Something that is true, that the miracle is what stimulated it, caused them to accept it, but still there was this great acceptance. And the Gemara Unshleimus from Matan Torah, this was the final, the completion, the apex of Matan Torah, that the Yidden now fully accepted Matan Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah Medaitam, that they accept the Torah out of their own free will, and that something like that should not be celebrated somehow important. Perhaps we can say as Adarabe, that to the contrary, Dozver Taruz Gebracht in alle Mitzvahs Miuchodes from Purim. One could say that perhaps we can see that every single mitzvah in which Purim is, which is unique to Purim, brings out this very concept. The three are Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, Mishloach Manos, the sending of Shloach Manos, and Matanos Levyonim, the gifts to the poor. The mitzvahs vasinzeis mudgesh the shinu from Purim legabe andere chagim yom tovim. These are the mitzvahs in which there is an emphasis how Purim is different than all the other yom tovim, because these are unique to Purim. Mashenkin the other mitzvahs in Yom Shuv Purim, whereas the other mitzvahs which are related to Purim as well, like Kriyas HaTorah, the reading of the Torah which we read on Purim, Amiras V'Ala Nisim B'Tfilah, there's a special prayer which is inserted into the davening, over Berachas HaMazon, as well as the benching, Iser Hesped B'Tainis, the fact that we're not allowed to eulogize and fast on Purim, Suda Mishta V'Simcha, a meal and a celebration and joy, rejoicing. which are all mitzvahs, which are also associated with Purim. But these mitzvahs, other Yomim Tovim also share these mitzvahs. We read the Torah many times. We add tefillos many Yomim Tovim. There is a meal on many Yomim Tovim, and so on. But those three, which are the reading in the Megillah, Mishloach Manos, and Matanos Levianim, are unique to Purim. So in those three mitzvahs, we will find the celebration of the fact that the Yidden accepted Purim, the Torah on Purim, fully out of their own free will. Ubahagdim, by first explaining, the chiluk tzvishin ha-maise v'samench to durch kfiya v'aynes. What is the difference between something that a person does because they're being forced to do it? When a maise was tut beratz medas, or and a something that a person does out of his own free will. Then this is about karchi bekfiya, when it's done against the person's will and he's forced to do it. Tut das nor if vifel emuz. When it's fadetzich, he does it only as much as he must, and whatever is required, whatever he's being forced to do. So in order to fulfill this obligation which was imposed upon him from something outside of himself, because he himself has no, doesn't really want to do it. But when you do something out of your own free will, it's not enough that you do it just to do the bare minimum which will you'll let you get away with it. You don't want to do it that way. You make an effort to find ways in which to do it even better in the best way possible, because that's something that you want to do. And you do it in a way that is more than simply because of the obligation which was placed upon you, which there is upon you for this. This is something that you have a personal interest in, and therefore you do it to the best of your ability, not just to fulfill your obligation. Und das tut sich heis in dem Kime bekibla Yehudim aleim alzaram, and this expresses itself in this idea that the Yidden accepted then fully the Torah durch the mitzvahs ksivas kriyas hamegila. We find that expression that they did it fully and more than they need to, both in regards to the writing and the reading in the Megillah, in regards to Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyanim, in regards to the gifts of the poor. We will find in all those three mitzvahs this idea of doing it more than is simply required. Babir, and to explain it. Von einseits einen die drei Inyonim nicht kein Vorm Chadosh Mamish. On the one hand, these three mitzvahs of Purim are not something completely novel. Nobody's ever heard of such a concept before. Not at all. But on Le'idach, on the other hand, Hamazei in sich ha'isafa le'gabedem, this is an afaran from Frir. But something is added to the way these are done, these three mitzvahs are done, something that wasn't done before, that was not done before these mitzvahs were instituted on Purim. So it's not something completely new and novel, but it is something that we do it in a completely different way. We've added another dimension to it because of Purim. So to explain, the Inyan HaMegillah is Nishkan Chiddush. The idea of the Megillah is not something completely new. As I know from Friya, the Sifrei Kiddush. First of all, there is the Svarim of the Tana of Nach, which were also written later after the Torah Neviim Ksubim. Apo Pekin is mid the Megillah and Taisu Givar Nocha Sefer in the Sifrei Kiddush. Yet it's not something new that there are Sifrei Kiddush books of the Tanakh. But a new one was added. Dorcha Bakoshim Yechedes Kisvun L'Dayus, and this came about as a specific request from Esther. She said, write me into the history. As dos is from the Nisim Aksubim Akoponim, the Siyim Vesayiv Zeire, and also that, as the Gemara says, that this was the final miracles that were actually recorded in a Sefer and Tanakh. This was the last of the miracles that were written in and canonized, as it's called, made as a part of the Torah Neviim Ksuvim. So that's in regards to the writing of the Megillah, and also in regards to the reading of the Megillah, is the Chsayder Inyan from Kriya B'Torah Shengiven. So there was already the concept of reading from the Torah. Weil derich zeh de inyan ha-sipur ha-nes da b'chlal yantov also, that we read, that we tell the story of that yantov in the reading of the Torah, like let's say on Shviyish Shel Pesach, we tell the story of Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, on Shavuos and so on, so it's not something completely new. Ha'afol pikein kumda tzu de kriya b'layla, yet there is something different about the Megillah, which is that in addition to reading it during the day, which is when we read the Kriyas HaTorah every other Yantam and Shabbos, we also read the story at night. Funa Megillah, it has to be written from a Megillah, Metoch HaKlaf, Persum HaNisa, it's done in with great fanfare. The idea, the purpose is to spread the word of the miracle, to make it known, and so on. Perhaps what he means by that it's read from a Megillah, from a parchment, and so on, is maybe because the story of Pesach is related, but it's not read from a formal way, from a parchment, in a handwritten parchment like a Megillah. That's in regards to the Megillah. Mishloach Manos, we find the same by Shloach Manos. Loid vias is mevur in Menos Halevi, as it's written in the Sefer Menos Halevi, is in Yona to marba zayin shalom reis zwischen ein Eden mit den Zweiten. The purpose of Shloach Manos was established in order to bring together, to bring friendship between different Jews. Was das is doch a mitzvah klodes b'chol yimei sashana, which is of course an idea which is irrelevant every day of the year. Avas Yisrael, the idea of Avas Yisrael, friendship between Yidden, Velcha is a klal gadol b'Torah. Avas Yisrael is one of the principles of Torah, it's nothing new. Aber mitzad mitzvah Avas Yisrael, neshtok en chiev, az medav zuch na'idin zu mekayim zan de mitzvah fin ha'af d'orecha kamoicha. There is no obligation that on a Tuesday somebody has to go around looking for a Yid and with which to express his Avas Yisrael to that Yid. There is no such mitzvah. There's no such obligation. The chiddush and the mitzvah from Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'eyu, therefore the novel idea that comes through Mishloach Manos is, although the idea of Avas Yisrael already exists, but there is something new, Mishtatel Zayin Zer Gefinin Re'eyu, that you're obligated to go and find a friend, und durch die Mishloach Manos zu Aroizbringer Bepoel, und in Aoifen Amazol es kennen gleich nutzen, and that there you have to go look for someone, and through the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos to give them something to fulfill the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, and not just in any old way, but that you have to do it in such a way that they can have immediate benefit from it. Nish geld, for instance, so the Mishloach Manos is not that you can give them money and they can go buy a meal, but that you have to give them ready-made food so that they can eat it immediately. So the Avos V'Avta Recha Kameicha is done in such a way that it's fulfilled immediately, that they can immediately benefit from your largesse, and you have to go find someone in order to practice this Avos Yisrael. In regards to Matanos L'Avyonim, is also true. The Inyan HaTzedaka is a mitzvah b'chol hashana kula. Giving tzedaka is relevant all year. You have to give tzedaka all year. In Purim kum tzu di Yisrim, but what is added through the what dimension is added to the regular mitzvah of tzedaka on Purim? As is nish genug was does was b'shase treft da oni is there mekayim the mitzvah of b'seich tiftach unasen titain, that it's not enough if you run into a poor man, you open your hand, as the pasuk says, you give him and you give him again and so on. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah all year. Nor edav ezuchen ungefinin, but rather that you have to go out and search for a poor man to be able to give it to. On tzvei aniyim, and not only one poor man, but you have to find two poor people. On ze geben ba'ifim for matanis, and you have to give it to them in a as a gift, as the word is matanis l'avyainim. Matanis indicates something more than just giving them a donation. It's given with a big smile. You do it in such a way that they, you know, perhaps kolan noisim be the ayin yofa noisim. You give it them more than what you would normally give, and so on. It's given as a matana. A gift is different than a donation. Und das ist mudgesh euch in der Werte kima mashi kiblu kfar. And that is brought out, this same idea is brought out of those very words. They fulfilled that which they had already accepted before. In other words, das seine ninyonavas kiblu kfar. These are things, the Torah is something which they had already accepted before. It's nothing new. Was mis in zei mechayiv mechuyiv umetudzei belav hachi. These are things which you have to do, you're obligated to do, and you do them anyway. But Purim aber kommt in Zeitzu, der Inyan von Kimu, but on Purim you do it, you accept it in a more, in a deeper way, in a more committed way. The Ufta von Kiyum v'chizuk, what is Kimu, which means to emphasize and to strengthen it, establish it more, is in Beide Kavim, Bein Adlum Chaverim, Bein Adlum HaMakim, and this is expressed both in the a person, a Yid's relationship with Hashem, and also in his relationship with another Jew. Akiyim v'yisofin from an inyan in Torah kipshuta, you're putting more emphasis and doing it in a more, in a greater way in regards to the idea of studying Torah, which is ksiva v'kriyas ha-Megillah, in regards to the writing and the reading of the Megillah, as we mentioned before, that they're done differently and more with greater commitment than anything that was done till then. And durch dem oichin shevach v'shira l'Hashem, which also leads you to a greater thankfulness and praise of Hashem, which we do through v'alanisim and so on. Mervi in under yamim tovim, which is more than in other yamim tovim ben anul makam. These are things which are a relationship between a yid and Hashem. As well, there is the other dimension of it, which has been adon lamakim, that there is a greater emphasis on which is expressed through the mitzvah of tzedakah, which comes out through the other two mitzvahs of mishloach manos and matanos lavyanim. Those are the same idea of kibum mashikiblu. You've been doing it, but you do it in a much greater way, in a much more committed way, in a much more loving way through these mitzvahs. Cannot be fragen. However, the question could still be asked: if mishloach manos matanos lavyanim gefind men andere taimim, there are other reasons which are given for why mishloach manos is done and why matanos lavyanim is done. For instance, by mishloach manos kedei shiel kol echad dai v'sipik Lakayim Hasu'ud Kedina. The one reason is so that every person, the reason for Mashloach Manos is you make sure that everybody has the food to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of eating the Sudah on Purim. Kemashim b'gemara perakama, as it's explained in the Gemara, the Abaye bar Ovin bar Chanina bar Ovin, that Abaye and Rav Chanina machlefesu de sayula dodi, they would exchange their meal. They had a meal prepared for Purim, and in order to fulfill mishloach manos, they exchanged their meals. You take mine, I'll take yours. V'nafke b'hachi mishloach manos, and that's how they fulfilled their mishloach manos. Alma, so from this we see the time of mishum sudi. The fact that they exchanged meals means that the mishloach manos was in order to provide the Suda. That's why they exchange their Suda, because that's what it's about. It's about everyone having a Suda. And the same is also true in regards to Matanis Lavyanim, it seems from a number of places. That the reason that Matanis Lavyanim are given on Purim is in order to make sure that the poor people have enough money for their own meal as well. So in other words, that these mitzvahs center around the Sudas Purim. So therefore, according to this opinion, as toichnei v'inyan from the mitzvahs is the key for Sudas Purim, that the mitzvahs of Mashloach Manos and Matanos Levyanim also are about the Sudas Purim. And so them is the ishtados v'mitzvahs elu, and that's why there's a greater emphasis, there is an effort to do these mitzvahs so that everybody will have a proper Sudas Purim. Although, of course, when you're doing this, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of After Recha Kamecha, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Tzedakah. But the reason that it was established on Purim, they say, is so to make sure that everybody has a meal. So it's all about making sure that everybody has a meal for Purim. So therefore, if Matanos Lavyanim and Mishloach Manos really center around the Sudas Purim, and the Sudas Purim is something which affects every Yom Tov has a Suda. So therefore, we don't find anything unique to Purim, even though there are the mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyanim, But since they are really an aspect of the Su'udas Purim, so then there's nothing new which brings out the celebration of Kibum Asher Kiblu Kfar if those two mitzvahs are merely a part of the Su'udah. And as we said before, the Su'udah doesn't bring out this new dimension of Kibum Asher Kiblu Kfar. So according to these opinions, how are we celebrating the Kibum Asher Kiblu Kfar, that fundamental change that took place on Purim? Dalet Vetmedos Vashteim Ubahakdim. So we'll understand that by first explaining, as Oich Das Rambam is Mashma Kanal, that from the Rambam it also seems that he also goes with this second opinion. As the mitzvah for Matanas Lavyonim is Nishnor als mitzvah Tzedakah, that the mitzvah of Matanas Lavyonim on Purim is not just merely the fulfillment of Tzedakah, Al Derech Zeh Menigeis Mishloach Manos Kedelakamen as well. As the same applies also to Mishloach Manos, as will soon be explained. That it's not merely about Shalach Manos, but it's something different. This is what the Rambam says. Mutav la'adam laharbiz b'matanus l'avyenim laharbiz b'su'dasi u'b'mishloach manus l'reyav. It's better for a person to focus and to give more matanus l'avyenim, gifts to the poor, than to make a bigger suda for himself or to give gifts to his friends. She'ein sham simcha gedelu mefu'ara, because there is no greater simcha and no more beautiful simcha, elu l'smeach lev aniyim, only there is no greater simcha than to bring joy to the hearts of a poor person, be yisaimim, or to orphans, v'almonas, or to widows, the gerim, or to converts. Shama sameach lev ha'omlolim ha'elu, because the one who brings joy to the hearts of these people who are generally saddened, Doime l'shchina is similar to the Shechina. He's doing the work of the Shechina, of Hashem Himself. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lahachyis ruach shvalim, that Hashem brings life to the spirit. He enlivens the spirit of the people that are brought low, or lahachyis lev netkoyim, and he brings life to the hearts of those who are oppressed, not necessarily oppressed by others, but by circumstances. So that's what the Rambam says about what one should do on Purim. So if the Rambam holds, as the teichen mitzvah for matanas l'avyonim b'Purim is the inyan tzedakah, that the purpose of matanas l'avyonim, what is behind the mitzvah matanas l'avyonim on Purim, is giving tzedakah. The mele is the inyan b'matanas l'avyonim daim l'shchina, which is for that reason, if somebody does matanas l'avyonim as the Rambam suggests, he is similar to the Shechina, a mile of us is da by the mitzvah from Tzedakah b'chol yom yais hashana, which is really something which is true for every day of the year. Anytime you bring joy to the heart of the poor people and so on, you are doing the work of the Shechina. That's no different on Purim than it is every day of the year. Hotedem inyan the mile l'smeich lev aniyim doibel neshechina. If so, he should have mentioned this. He should have brought out this very beautiful concept about Tzedakah. He should have brought that out. He should have written it in the laws in which he discusses the mitzvah of Tzedakah. That's where it truly belongs. In Hilchos Matanos Aniyim, he should have brought it in the what's called the laws of the gifts to the poor, which is where he covers all kinds of mitzvahs of Tzedakah. Over there, it talks about the unique qualities of the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. Why then does he bring out this concept that when somebody does tzedakah in this way, he is similar to the Shechina? This is not the place to write it in the laws of Purim. This is an inyan of tzedakah. He should have wrote it in the laws of tzedakah. Why does he bring it here? And the same is true the other way. The milus and the sinus stock of us have brought in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, those things that he writes in the laws of Tzedakah in regard about Tzedakah, as is Yisrael Negolim Elabit Tzedakah, that the Jews will be redeemed only through Tzedakah. Other things that he writes about Tzedakah, the Monta Nishda in Hilchos Purim Megillah, he doesn't bring any of those here in the laws of Megillah when he talks about Matanas Lavyainim, but this idea that a Yid is Doimel Shechina and so on, that he chooses to bring in the laws of Purim rather than in the laws of Tzedakah. Why is that? Therefore, we must say that according to the Rambam, that even though, of course, when you give matanos lavyenu, you are fulfilling the mitzvah of tzedakah, is of a teichne v'inyanu from mitzvahs matanos lavyenu bepurim nishna the inyan from tzedakah. But we have to say that the giving tzedakah, giving matanos lavyenu on Purim, is not merely giving tzedakah, and that's where it ends. Tzumemalo zayin de machseide from the tzorchi anim kipshutam. That on Purim, what you're doing is they have a need. They need some money, so you give them some money. That's not what this mitzvah is. Nor beikah the kiyum inyan from simcha from the ani. Rather, what you're trying to do on Purim is the mitzvah of matanos lavyanim is not to fulfill their needs, not to give them money for rent. It is to bring out joy on Purim. It's to bring joy to their hearts on Purim. Of the poor person, l'smeach leiv aniyim, as the Rambam says, to rejoice, to bring joy to the heart of the poor people. In other words, that the Rambam is making it the mitzvah matanot levyanim is not merely a mitzvah of tzedakah. Its focus is to bring joy to a poor person on Purim. When a high time is moving, and for this reason, we can now understand was the Rambam is doch koilu. In the Simcha for Matanos Lavyanim, Oichis Omer Amanos V'Gedim, why he includes in the mitzvah of giving gifts to the poor, he says to bring joy to the hearts of the poor, but then he adds also the orphans, the widows, and the Gedim, and the comrades. L'chayre, which you can ask a question about that, why does he add this? Oivs is Anin Etzrochem, if these orphans and widows and so on are poor people themselves, that they need financial assistance, then they're already included in the fact that you have to give matanos to the poor, and since they're poor, so they're included in that already. Why does he name them specifically? And if they are not financially needy, they're comfortable financially, is dafnish lankum et tzedakah, and they don't need your charity. Favos rechem tazei, the Rambam mishaychus to the mitzvah of matanos lavyanim. Why is he throwing them into the mitzvah of matanos lavyanim? Al pi analaber, but now that we said what we said, as the ged of a teichen a mitzvah of matanos lavyanim is beikil the sameach leiv chulu, that the main point of the mitzvah of matanos lavyanim is to bring joy to the hearts of those who need to be made happy. Therefore, it makes perfect sense to include all these people that need greater joy in their life. They are people that are typically circumstances brings a certain sadness to them, and therefore it's a mitzvah to bring joy to them on Purim. So even if they're not financially needy, but there are ways to bring that joy to their hearts. And one could say, at least in a lighter vein, that in dem prat von simcha seinen ze alle aniyim v'nitzrochim, that in this matter of joy, they are all lacking, they're all poor in this regard, they're all needy to have more joy. So in other words, the Rambam makes matanos lavyanim about bringing joy to the poor person. It's not merely giving tzedakah. Nochmer, even more so. From Loshna Rambam is moving from the wording of the Rambam, it's, you can see as alle drei inyonim von sei sudose, sei shalach manos l'reya und sei matanos lavyanim, that all of these three mitzvahs, the meal, the shalach manos, and the matanos lavyanim, is inyonim b'teichnam simcha, they all are about joy. That's what the focus of all three are. Nishtanan inyon, not something not Stoka or Avas Yisrael, it's about joy. Nor Hayei says Ein Sham Simcha Gedel Mufar Elu Sameach Levanim. But since there is no greater joy that you can attain, greater than bringing joy to a poor person, the Ribba Mutav Ladam LaHarbitz B'Matanus Lavyanim, and therefore, from all these three mitzvahs, which are the Suda and the Mishleach Manas and the gifts to the poor. since they're all about joy, and you can't attain a greater joy than bringing joy to a person that needs it. So therefore, the Rambam says you should focus on that. That will bring the greatest joy. But the emes is that all three mitzvahs are about joy. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand that again, to the suda is moving as in yon is simcha. In regards to the meal, we understand that it's simcha, that's what a suda is. From van het nemt over the Rambam as a teichem begedde from mishloach manus and matanus of yenim is in yonim simcha. But how does the Rambam know that mishloach manus and matanus of yenim are also centered around joy, that their ultimate purpose is to bring joy? Maybe it's just about the mitzvah of tzedakah. Euch darfen verstehen, we also have to understand, was is take de scheiches von dem, sham sameach lebe um lonem eilu daimel eschina. What is the connection between this idea that when you bring joy to a needy person, you are similar to the Shechina, to Hashem Himself? Why is that connected dafke to the mitzvah of matanis lav yainim? Why not? That's not only true for when you give matanis lav yainim apurim. That's true when you give tzedakah any time. This is moving euch from pasuk that the Rambam brings, as would be understood from the pasuk that the Rambam brings to support this. The pasuk that he brings was lahachis ruach shvalim, to bring to enliven the spirit of the lowly, and to enliven the heart of the people that are oppressed. So that's something that applies anytime you give tzedakah, you're similar to the Shechina for that reason. But when he talks about the mitzvah of tzedakah back in Matnas Aniyim, Matnas Aniyim, over there he doesn't mention anything about being similar to the Shechina because you give tzedakah. Even though he does quote that pasuk, but he doesn't say that brings out that you're daimel Shechina, that you're similar to the Shechina. Why is that specific to the mitzvah of matanis lav yainim? Hey, benegayit so mishloach manas yeshloimer. In regards to mishloach manas, one could say, as the Rambam learned, as taimei is kanal, you could say that the Rambam goes up with the opinion that the reason for it is, as we said before, fazorgna zatzvet is olav mafsudus purim, to make sure that the other person has food for the meal of purim, but thus is a tale from the chiyuv from zayin eigenes suda. That this concept of making sure that others have a meal is really an extension of your own meal, of your own obligation to eat a meal. Bide Rambam zogt, as we see from the Rambam, what does the Rambam say? Keitzat chayva sudazu. What is the obligation of this meal? He goes on to describe how you're supposed to perform the mitzvah of eating a meal on Purim. Sheyoichel, that you should eat. And then he continues in the same halacha. And so also a person has to send two gifts, portions for the other, to the other person as well. The email machliv, and then it goes on to say, and if he doesn't have, he should exchange. He doesn't have enough to send somebody else. Then what you do is you exchange your meal to that with that person. You send him your meal. And the other person sends you his meal. So by this, you fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manas through your meals. But sudas purim is doch an inyan von simcha mitzvah mishteh v'simcha. So we see that the Rambam considers the mitzvah of mishloach manas to be an extension of the meal. He puts it in the same halacha that you should eat a meal and you should send somebody else food for their meal, all as one, in one, under one heading. It's about the meal. So we see that the Rambam considers mishloach manas to be a part of an extension of the mitzvah of eating a meal, and therefore, since a meal, the meal of Purim is the idea of expressing simcha, simchas mitzvah, so therefore the mishloach manas is certainly part of simchas mitzvah. Maybe the words simchas mitzvah should be reversed, mitzvahs simcha. In other words, it's all about the mitzvah of rejoicing, mishteh v'simcha. Al derazei yesh leimar, And similarly, we can also say is Oich Matanus Lavyonim, that also in regards to Matanus Lavyonim, as Dos is Fabunim Mitchiv Mishta Vesimcha Sha'olav, that this is also because you have, as a person, you have the mitzvah, the obligation of Simcha, of expressing Simcha, Zayin Sudas Purim, which is to conduct the Sudas Purim in order to bring yourself to a state of joy. Bidarama Maching Gezokt. Benegates of Simcha beyond the Vezda. Rambam already told us in regards to Simcha of Yom Tov. He said that in Hilchas Yom Tov, Sho'eichel B'Shoise, and that when you eat and when you drink, the Rambam explains that on Yom Tov, every Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to eat and to rejoice and to have a meal. So he says, and when you eat and you drink and you have your meal, Chayev L'Hachel L'Gev L'Yosem L'Amona, you have to also give food to the to these people that need it. Im shara anim lolim, together with all the other poor people that are needy. Avamisha neil dalsa is chatzere, but somebody who closes the doors of his house. Ba'eichel v'shoyse, and he himself, he eats. V'hu bonav itay, you and your family, you're going to have a nice meal. Ve'ein ha'meichel mashkel aniyim, but he doesn't have. He doesn't want to give food to the poor. Well, the Mari Nefesh, and to the people that are, who are sad. Einzu Simchas Mitzvah. That is not considered the Simcha of a Mitzvah. That's not the Simchas Mitzvah. Ela Simchas Kresay. That is a rejoicing in your stomach. You know, you had a good meal, you're full, you're satisfied. That's the Simcha is coming from there, not from Simchas Mitzvah. Ayin Shem, what he says there. And that's why in the previous paragraph, he also had it that way, Simchas Mitzvah rather than Mitzvah Simcha. It's a reference to this Rambam. So in other words, the concept also connects to Matanus L'Avyonim, that in order to be able to fulfill your Simchas Mitzvah, in order for your joy to be a mitzvah, the only way that that can happen is if you also are willing to share with the poor people to in your joy. The joy that you have will also be shared with other people. Otherwise, it's not really Simchas Mitzvah. It's just enjoying your a good meal. Even though the concept is correct, but it's difficult to say that that's what the Rambam is trying to say. Because the Rambam doesn't include the mitzvah matanus avyeinim in the same halacha where he talks about the suda of the of Purim. In the same halacha, he does include matanus as mishloach manas in order to bring out that mishloach manas is an extension of your own celebration of your suda. The way to extend it into a mitzvah is to share with other people as well. But the Matanus Lavyonim he puts into a separate halacha, in other words, separating it away from the Suda, from the mitzvah of the Suda. And he says, that you're obligated to distribute to the poor on this Purim, and so on, the mitzvah of Matanus Lavyonim. And this is different than the din of Mishloach Manos, Dolche Eshrei Behemshech in Ein Halacha Mit Mitzvah Hasuda. But as I said, the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos he puts together with the mitzvah of the Suda. So we see that those two are connected to each other, whereas Matanus Lavyonim, he seems to be treating it as something separate. Ubefrat as a demontnisht in der Halacha, und in der Halacha Shulachin, ze benegates on Matanus Lavyonim. And in regard, especially that in this halacha or in the next halacha, he doesn't mention in regards to matanus lavyonim kshu oichel b'shoyse k'yetzabai being hilchas yontav. He doesn't say that when you in hilchas yontav, he says when you're eating, you should also include the avyonim and the poor people. But over here, he doesn't say it that when you're eating your purim suda, you should also include the poor people. So he's not connecting it, even though back in hilchas yontav he does connect your eating of your Suda to the gifts to the poor. From them is moving. From this we can understand that this is a bazunder inyan, that over here Matanus Lavyonim is something different, separate from the Suda. That has nothing to do with your obligation for your Suda, Mishta v'simcha sha'olav, the Mishta, the rejoicing and the meal that you have for yourself. Nochmer, even more. Lefian al kumtois, according to this, it comes out as mishloach manos umatanus lavyonim zayne nishkan bezunder inyanim bepurim. That it comes out now that mishloach manos umatanus lavyonim are not even unique to Purim. nor a chelik von a prat von der chiyuv suda shaloi. But it's only that when you're having, since you are obligated to have a suda, the way to have a suda is to include others. And if you're not going to be fulfill the mitzvah, then you will not have fulfilled your own suda properly, because since you didn't include any poor people or any other people into your suda, similar to what he said by Yomtiv, that if you don't fulfill, if you don't include the poor people, then it's not really the suda's mitzvah. Then you're just you're enjoying a good meal. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of simcha. So according to this, it would come out that all of these things are really an extension of one mitzvah, which is you have to have a suda, a mishta v'simcha. In order to be able to do that, the only way to do it is if you include poor people and others as well. So then it comes out, it's all part of one mitzvah. This goes against what is what's understood simply, which is explained in a number of places, as is an drei besondere mitzvahs, that there are three distinct mitzvahs on Purim, or at least these three, the suda, there is mishloach manos and matanos lavyanim, which are three distinct mitzvahs. And according to the way we're looking at it, you might be looking at it, it seems that it's all an extension of one mitzvah, which is the mitzvah Sudas Purim. And we see Zoich Mocha from Loshna Rambam, and again, it's a Matanus Lavyenim, as it's, it seems from the Rambam's words it's himself. When he says in regards to Matanus Lavyenim, as Mutav Laharbas Bazeh, that one should do more of Matanus Lavyenim, while Ein Sham Simcha Gedolu Mufu'ara, because there's no greater simcha and more beautiful simcha than to bring joy to the poor, as we said before. Thus haste, as on them is a mekayim the mitzvah from Purim, which means even if you didn't do this, you still fulfill the mitzvah of simcha, you still fulfill the mitzvah of Purim, including also the mitzvah of simcha of Purim. Nor is nish simcha gedolu mufu'ara, only that you didn't get you didn't achieve the ultimate of simcha, which is to share with other people, as kumtnish to the simcha for matanus lavyanim, that it's not, you can't compare it to the simcha if you were to give matanus lavyanim, but it would still be considered to be a simcha, you would still be considered to have fulfilled the mitzvah of Purim. So in other words, it seems that you can't say that the matanos lavyanim and mishloach manos are really just an extension of the mitzvah of the suda, because for these reasons that they seem to be distinct mitzvahs, and even if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of matanos lavyanim, you still fulfill the mitzvah of eating a suda. You still, even though you didn't do it in the ultimate fashion, the way the Rambam says, but you would still have fulfilled the mitzvah. So therefore, it must be that there are three distinct mitzvahs. Vav, v'yeshloim Rabbi Yebuchol zeh. So perhaps we can say that this is the explanation of this entire thing. The Loshon in the Megillah, from Vanam Alein Tarois, the three mitzvahs, the wording in the Megillah from which we learn the three mitzvahs of Mishta, Suda, the Mishta is which is the Suda, the meal, Mishloach manos ish l'reyu, matanos lavyanim is, what does it say in regards to these three mitzvahs? Lasos oisam yemei mishta v'simcha, to make them the days of Purim, the days surrounding Purim, as days of celebration, days of celebration and joy. Mishloach manos ish l'reyu, matanos lavyanim. From them vart yemei is mashma, from the way the Megillah says it, that these are days of, it seems, as the chiyuv for mishta v'simcha v'purim is nisht a pe'ula v'smedaf ton unzmana is in dem tog. It seems that it's not that there is you have to do an act of simcha, like let's say have a meal, or to give gifts to a friend. And when is the time to do it? The time to do it is on Purim. It's not that. Nor does is the geder chaybes hayoyim ataytzov from them was the yoyim yemei is in yonim mishta v'simcha. But rather, what it is these days of Purim are days of joy, and therefore, in order to express this joy, these are the three ways in which you express the joy. You have a meal, you give mishloach manos, but it's about days, creating days of joy. From them is moven. So from this would be understood as euch the andere inyonim b'chiyubim from Yemei HaPurim, that all the other things that we do on Purim as well, akoponim divashtein behemshech in zobim posik v'mishloach manas ishtorev matanis levyayinim, that all the things connect, at least the ones that are in this posik, which are mishloach manas and matanis levyayinim, kumen euch als teitzah from them was dite gufas and Yemei Mishtev Simcha, so that it's not only the Suda, but it is all three mitzvahs, the Suda, the Mishloach Manos, and the Matanos Levyeinim, are all a result of the these days, which have to be days of joy. The Inyan as the Yemei Verin Yemei Mishtev Simcha gefind man nicht in andere Yom Tovim, and this concept that we have days which are days of joy, and therefore there are things that have to be done in order to foster that joy, that we don't find in any other Yom Tov. There is a mitzvah, v'samachta b'chagecha. You have a Yom Tov, so therefore you should rejoice on that Yom Tov. But not that these are days of joy, and therefore there are things to do in order to bring out that joy. And this is what's connected to kima mashe kiblu kvar, the question that the Rebbe asked before: how are we celebrating this monumental achievement that happened on Purim? That's how we celebrate it. These have become days of joy. In dem inyan vos dozayin yemei mishtev simcha, that the making these days into days of joy as a result of kima mashe kiblu kvar, drik tzechois dos vos hada kiblu b'mei hashverush, that's how we express the fact that we accepted the Torah fully and lovingly in the days of Achashverush. The hepech von oynes, to the opposite of it was forced upon us, which was originally how Matan Torah happened, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis, but now we fully, lovingly accepted it. Ben Zehob Mekabel given the Torah Daitum Mirzeinam, when they accepted the Torah out of their own out of their own will and with their own acceptance and so on. So that's how we express it. These have become days of joy because that's what we accomplished in the time of Purim, which is that we accepted the Torah through joy, through our own acceptance, and therefore we celebrate it by making these into days of joy. Zayin v'shleimer ad inyan from kima mashikiblu kvar, and one can say that this idea of fulfilling, accepting that which they had accepted earlier, drik tzachoyz be'ikir in dem oifen amiyuchad from the simcha bePurim, was man gefind nish by andere yomim tovim v'chiyu b'simcha. That this is expressed in the specific way in which Simcha is practiced on Purim, which is not found by other Yom Tovim. Veg mitzvah ha-Suda, zog the Rambam. What does this mean? In regards to the Suda, what does the Rambam say? Keitzat chayv Suda zu. How do you celebrate this Suda? Sheyoichol, that he should eat, v'shoyse yayin at sheyishtaker, that he should drink wine until you become drunk, inebriated. The Yirodim, and then you fall asleep as Shikru say out because of your inebriation. The Mokka from the Halacha is, Vimafarshim Zogun, where does the Rambam take this that you're supposed to get drunk on Purim? Maimer Rava, this comes from what Rava said, Chayavon Inish Lubesuma Puria Adela Yada, a person is obligated to become inebriated on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Horer Haman Lubaruch Mordechai, he doesn't know the difference between blessed is. Cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. So that's where it comes from. L'chayre is shikras nishkan an hager etzuyah. If you think about it, becoming drunk is not something which is usually something that we consider to be some desired behavior on the part of a person, especially on the part of a Jew. In dem din. And as in fact there are many, it's discussed at length in many, many different svarim in regards to this din that on Purim you're supposed to get drunk. In fact, the Rambam actually specifically says in regards to Yomim Tovim, not Purim, but other times, other Yomim Tovim in the year. The Rambam says that it's not a good idea. He says that getting drunk is not considered simcha. It's only it's a negative aspect of expressing unbridled joy, but it's not a positive joy. It's a negative joy. Is vikumtes adosis gorchevisudasusa? Then how is it that on Purim this is the obligation of the Suda, that you're supposed to get drunk? That you drink wine until you become drunk and you fall asleep out of being inebriated. Kemedos mazvezayin, so we can explain it al pi hanal, based on what we said before. Vibald as bimei Purim hatzich oivgiton. Midi Gemara zot, since on Purim was accomplished, we reached a new level, as the Gemara says, the inyan from kimei mashkiblu kvar, that the Yidden lovingly accepted the Torah, the shleimus kvar Gemara from kabbalas the Torah, the absolute perfection and the completion of our final acceptance of the Torah, is vibal the Torah is the gilu the tzayin of achmashul adosh baruch hu. So since the Torah is the revelation of the wisdom of Hashem Himself, chem de genuza. As the Malachim said, it's a hidden treasure that Hashem has. It's something that was hidden to Him, hidden by Him, unrevealed. So therefore, a limited being, a finite being, like a human being, which is limited by our own knowledge and by our own comprehension. We only have a very limited comprehension. And also because we have our own ego and we are limited in the way we exist and we can't get out of that. Therefore, we cannot nishtoifno, we cannot comprehend, we can't receive the wisdom of Hashem. It's something that is beyond us. When the Ribur is by Matan Torah, I'll call Dibur v'Dibur Parchan Hashmasim, which is why it says by Matan Torah that every time that Hashem spoke one of the Ten Commandments, at least the first two, the souls of all the Yidden left them. They couldn't tolerate hearing the wisdom of Hashem directly, and therefore they died. By each time they had to be revived. Then Hashem spoke again, they died again. And then He revived them again, and they said, you know, let's let Moshe Rabbeinu speak. We'll get a filtered version of it. So in a similar way, and even more so, it applies to what happened in the time of Achashverosh. In order, now we were going to relive Matan Torah, and even in a higher way, to receive it willingly. So in order to be able to receive the Torah, the wisdom of Hashem, at Gedav Zayin the Bitla Sogav Adas, the Yidden have to set aside their own comprehension, their own way of looking at things, Bisav Shatas Agashmias, so much so that you have to sort of divorce yourself from your attachment to the physical and material. Valderach V'yishteit in Torah and Shulchan Aruch, what Morazokin, as it says in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, as well as the Alter of Shulchan Aruch, about the way certain elevated people, which was called in the Gemara Hasidim, and people of higher standards, how they did their davening. How did they daven? Because when a person davens, you have to imagine that Hashem is standing in front of you. You're standing there before Hashem. So what did they do? They would seclude themselves and they would focus. They would focus in their davening until they would reach a level where they were completely removed from the physical and their attachment to the physical. And they allowed their spirit to overpower their physical needs, which sounds almost impossible, but if you think about it, people that are into, you know, absent-minded professors, that's what it means. They're so into what they're thinking that they forget their surroundings and they forget to eat and they bump into poles and they say, excuse me. This is what happens. They've removed themselves to some degree from their connection to the physical. And these people, these Hasidim and Anshei Maaseh, would do this when they davened. They would go into such a connection to their spirit that they would completely forget and remove themselves from the physical. until they would reach close to what a prophet reaches when he receives prophecy. So the Yidden, in order to re-receive the Torah in the time of Purim, that's how it happened. They also removed themselves from their attachment to the physical, and that's how we celebrate Purim, by escaping the physical, as we'll explain soon. Purim Sudem, how did the Yidden reach this kind of removal from being connected to the physical? They reached it because of their self-sacrifice. They were willing to die, and this lasted an entire year, because they were threatened, for instance, that they knew that they were going to be killed, but if they decided to convert and not to be Jewish anymore, then they would be spared. But for a whole year, living in that, under that kind of threat, not one person said, you know what, I'm just finished with this, I'll become a Persian, and that, the end, that's the end of it. Not one said that. In other words, they were all so committed to their self-sacrifice to the point of death that as a result of that kind of dedication, they also removed, they reached a certain removal from their connection to the physical, and they were able to re-receive the Torah on Hashem's level, on the level which they could receive something which is so beyond human comprehension. Tes. Valpize is moving. And based on this, we can understand as the inyan ikri from Purim, that the main aspect of Purim, the ritzumis shel yom, what defines the day of Purim, the very essence, the core essence of what Purim stands for, zogt sich harois in yemei mishta v'simcha, is expressed in days of celebration and joy. In dem simchas asudah ba'ayfim from shoyis yayin ad shishtaka v'yirodim v'shikrusa, is expressed in this kind of behavior at the meal, that you drink wine and you become drunk and you fall asleep because you're drunk. Why so? Because the fact that the Yidden re-accepted the Torah in a completely different way in the days of Achashverosh, and kimim mash kiblu kfar, as expressed by the words, they fulfilled that which they had already accepted earlier by Matan Torah, drikt sich ois in them, vaser es mevatel, how is this expressed? By a Yid setting aside our own ideas and our own notions and our own preconceived ideas of what, how things should be. We set all those aside. Until you can reach a level where you are removed, divorced from your material needs. Similar to what we find by the prophets, with the Rambam Zakt. As the Rambam says, that what happened to a prophet when he was receiving prophecy from Hashem? Kulam ein royim ela b'chalom v'chazayin laila. First of all, they couldn't state, their prophecy was received for the by most of the prophets, other than Moshe Rabbeinu and perhaps some other select prophets, but otherwise most of them received their visions in a dream at night. Oy b'yoyim achash dibel alein tardema, or perhaps during the day, but after they fell into a deep sleep. In other words, that even a prophet cannot receive prophecy when he is fully awake. In other words, when his own mind is working and when his own faculties are working in the way they normally work. The kulam and all of them, kishem esnabim, when they gave prophecy, evareim, when they received prophecy, evareim is dazim, their limbs would tremble. The koyach haguf koshel, and their body would become weak. The eshtenoisa mistarfis, and they would lose their composure. In other words, they stopped functioning as normal, regular people. They lost control of all their faculties. They became weak, and so on. That's what prophecy means. Receiving the word of Hashem means you have to give up your own bodily connection. Und der Ribber zeig der Chiyu was Simcha von Yemei Mishta v'Simcha in Azah nish mugbul dike eifen. And therefore, the way that we celebrate that, the way we relive it, the way that we express our dedication to this, our rejoicing of this, is in a similar way. That we have to divorce ourselves, remove ourselves from our normal limitations. Achi yishtaka v'yirodim b'shikrusei, until you become drunk and fall asleep, similar to like the prophets had to fall asleep in order to be able to receive prophecy, even as vetnis battles and siyavish and esayim, and your normal functioning of your faculties are no longer function in that way. That's what drunk means. You don't function in the normal way that you regularly would. And this is all because we're celebrating that we are re-receiving the Torah on this at this time. Yud. Umahai time is Zokta Rambam, and this is the reason that the Rambam says, Mutav lo'odim laharbis v'matanis ev-yayinim, it's better that a person should increase in his gifts to the poor, laharbis v'sudasa b'shloyach manus l'reyev, and rather than, you know, making a big celebration for your own self or to give gifts to your own friends. Chach al drei mitzvahs is in yonah simcha, even though all these three mitzvahs express the idea of joy. But since the ultimate simcha is to give joy to the poor, and therefore that's the main way in which you should express that joy. When is the simcha an emeso and shleimus dike? When is the joy a true joy, true in the sense of Torah, and a complete joy? Biz ergeit arois von sein zir metzias, that the joy is so great that it allows you to escape from your own the normal function of your personality, and how could you reach a state of being beyond knowledge, beyond you, the way you normally see things, that you need that escape in order to be able to receive or celebrate the receiving of the Torah of Hashem. B'shah said, "Is marbim of tanis lev yainim." That is when you increase your gifts to the poor. Was the mitvaveister as the inyan from mesamerzer levaniim, by which you demonstrate that bringing joy to the heart of the poor people, ruf be'em arayz mer simcha b'zayin egin esud v'simcha, that brings you more joy than your own celebration, your own meal, your own good food, your own joy with yourself. Other afilu the sud mitreyav, even have it's even greater than having a party or a meal together with your friends, in other words people similar to you. That is not how you escape from who you are, that is just cementing the way you are. When you give gifts to the poor, the Rambam says, that's when you escape what you normally are, and that's the true joy that expresses the central theme of Purim, which is that we receive the Torah once again in a completely different way. On the other hand, when we talk about a regular yomtiv, as the chiyuv asimcha biyomtiv is the mitzvahs v'samachta b'chagecha, which the obligation to rejoice on yomtiv on a regular yomtiv is to fulfill the mitzvah of rejoicing on yomtiv v'samachta b'chagecha, as the Torah says. Says in dem nishto de chiyuv lebesuma ad leyada, there is no obligation on a regular yomtiv to become drunk until you lose your own control of your own senses. Actually, yishtaker until you become drunk. Bitzarizgim fazay metzias, in a way that you escape your own metzias, your own the way you exist normally. But adarabah, to the contrary, that's not only is there no obligation to do that on Yom Tov. To the contrary, we move from Rambam Dorten, as it's understood from the words of the Rambam by the laws of Yom Tov, as we mentioned before, that you shouldn't do anything like that on a regular Yom Tov. If there is no poor people that need your, that can use a meal that you could provide for them, is maspig zayin simcha pratis, then it would be enough that you should just celebrate and have a nice meal with your family. And there would be nothing wrong with rejoicing in Yom Tov that way, that you have your family around you and you eat a nice meal and you celebrate. And there's nothing wrong with that on a regular Yom Tov. Of course, provided that there is nobody that needs your help, that needs an invitation to your table. Only if a person shuts the doors of his house, if he does something that where they could use your meal, but he doesn't let them into the house, he wants to celebrate only with his family, demol is das kein simchas mitzvah nor simchas kreisa. Then the Rambam says, that already is not called a simcha of a mitzvah. That's not how you celebrate Yom Tov, even a regular Yom Tov. That is already called the celebrating with your own stomach, is the way the Rambam puts it, because you locked out people that could use your help, but there is no need that you have to have that kind of simcha if there is nobody that needs your help at this time. But on Purim, there has to be a simcha which is transformative, that transcends your own world and the way you function in the world. You have to be able to escape that, and that is only accomplished through Matanas Lavyanim, by bringing the great joy, the reaching the greatest joy, which is reached through giving gifts to the poor. When in them, Yudalef, and in them is the Yisrim for the Simcha B'chag HaPurim, and this, in this way, the joy of Purim is even greater, but the Simcha Davzayin Adaliyadet, that this Simcha has to be, as we said, till you escape your own way of looking at things, your own vision of the world, Hecha from Zayin Yediyas V'Agbolas, higher, that transcends your own limited way of seeing things. And that kind of simcha can only be expressed when you bring joy to the poor people. When oif them is the Rambam meisiv, and to this the Rambam has as nishnor dafadomot shtein in a simcha bebchinus loyada, that not only that he has to reach, does he have to reach a simcha of loyada that he doesn't know, biz yishtaka b'yiron v'shukuse, so lose your own senses to the degree that you become drunk and fall asleep, because the midvet niskayim hada kabluo kanal, that through this you will be able to fulfill and reach and celebrate the fact that we re-received the Torah. So it's not only about that, nor nochmer, even more than that, that if you do this, you bring that kind of joy to the poor people, then you are similar to the Shekhinah. Because this kind of joy, that it's the fact that another Jew that is oppressed can reach Simcha, that is what brings out this great joy by you. The fact that your joy comes from another Jew that otherwise would have been sad is now has a reason to rejoice. Is nitshayach by anivra? This is not something that normally is the way created beings behave. Well, how do created beings behave? Mm-hmm. A normal created being has his own independence or her own independent existence, and is always looking out for number one. You're always closer to yourself. You're always everything that you need is most important. Normally, when the far muzay metzias and bemele zayin simcha ba'em zayin vichtig v'simchosef v'natzveiten. So therefore, your own joy, your own happiness, is always more important to you than somebody else's happiness. Of a fratchel oni, especially of somebody who is a poor man. What is why especially? Because a pachos mimenu, a poor man means somebody who is on a lower level than you, at least in some way. So therefore, for sure, your happiness comes before theirs. Nor blois bashchina. This is really something that's a godly attribute. That is an attribute that expresses godliness. Hashem is able to see outside of himself, and somebody else's joy is greater than his. But normal human beings don't have that kind of attitude. Und das, was a Yid kann stehen und steht in Azatnu, and the fact that a Yid could put themselves into such a situation, that somebody else's joy takes precedence over his own, is the far, was er is daimel ushchina, that's because that means that you have become similar to Hashem. And that's something that relates more to Purim, and that's why the Rambam brings it in regards to Purim, and he doesn't bring it when he talks about the joy of Yom Tov, which is, by nature, a more limited joy, not the kind of unbridled joy that is expected on Purim. Und dur chazan hoge is a mekayim dem inyo from yemei mishta v'simcha b'shleimus, and through this kind of behavior of Matanas Lavyanim, putting them ahead of his own joy, that's how you fulfill, express the fact that Purim are days of joy, and that's how you express it fully. For in demel dveretin zay maisa bepeilin is galu b'meluyeh de gilu fin hodak v'lu mecha shverish, because then in your behavior is expressed the main central theme of Purim, which is that we re-receive the Torah on this day, during these days, the Kima Mashikiblu Kfar, that we receive, we rededicate ourselves in a new way to that which we had already received by Matan Torah.